What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy Tommy G here with the Week 11 recap edition, finalizing the slate on this Monday night with the Giants and Bucks. Got a lot to talk about this weekend. We're going to go over the NFL game tonight. We'll go over some college basketball plays. We'll go over a little recap of all the TMZ news with Bill Rupp, anything that's going on in the country that you need to know about, from LeBron punching someone in the face to tennis players disappearing in China, ghost hockey. We'll give some NBA plays. We're going to get it popping right out the gate. I woke up about 35 minutes ago, Bill Rupp. I'm lucky to make the show. I almost missed my second show of the year, Bill, by not even staying up late.
I mean, your sleep habits and your lifestyle are just completely erratic. not any type of life a 42-year-old man should lead.
All right. It is bad. It is bad. Are you saying I need to settle down and get a family, Bill?
No, you don't have to get – no. Who the fuck wants that? I'm just saying you got to get some type of structure going on in your life. You need structure.
You don't think it's the company that's fucking causing
it? I mean, well, you don't need to stay up at 2 in the morning talking about fucking alien people and shit like that.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, when you're literally doing the whole – from Thursday to Monday, you literally don't stop. There's a Thursday show, and then there's a stay cashing on Friday, and then there's an NFL article, and then there's bets, and then there's college basketball, and then there's football – and then there's the roundtable show that goes to 1, and then you got to wake up first thing in the morning to do all the NCAA bets all day writing your DFS article, while you're trying to enjoy a Saturday for once in your fucking life. And enjoyment on my Saturday is eating pasta and taking a shit for 15 minutes. And then when you're done with that, you get the fucking article out late, and then everyone's fucking mad at you because they have no idea what you're going through. And then Saturday night, you're sweating the games, watching the UFC fights on the Discord the whole fucking time while you're writing all the articles and doing everything. And then Sunday morning, Sunday's a wonderful day. No, you get up early and have to do all your NFL plays for the day. And then at 1 o'clock when you want to kick back and watch football, no, you're in a voice chat for 12 hours all Sunday. And then all of a sudden Monday morning comes and you're like, I'm sleeping in all day. And no, you have to stay cashing. So where am I going to get a normal life?
You eat pasta and shit at the same time?
Sometimes I have. I've been in such a rush, I throw it in a bowl and I'm fucking, I'm just like, to make it more efficient, eat. You need to go right out. I'm just like, might as well cut out the middleman and just right in the toilet.
Well, that's why you have people who work here. I mean, that's why Healy's the highest paid man in show business.
So Healy's on vacation now.
He's supposed to take some burden off of you, and now he's not even here today. I mean, he's fucking walking around somewhere in New York City with his Uggs on. I don't know what he's doing.
The only other person who could remotely relate to me would be Nykos. Nykos, how you doing today?
Doing good. You know, a little tired as well, but we keep pushing. That's what the business is. That's what we do. We keep winning. We just keep rolling.
So, guys, I think this is the funniest thing in the world. I don't know. Anyone doesn't think it's funny. I'm watching Colin Cowherd, and I see Colin Cowherd interviewing Drew Brees, and Drew Brees is in his car. Who else does interviews in their car besides Ghost?
Is he with Ghost?
There it is. So there's Colin. There's Drew in his car. I mean, like, it's insane to me. It's insane. I see, I look over, I'm like, oh, there's Tommy and Ghost. Here you go.
I think Ghost is starting a trend that's sweeping the nation.
I definitely think so.
That has to be proof that Colin Cowherd and Drew Brees watch our show.
Where else would Drew get that idea to do an interview from his car?
Say something nice about him, Ghost. If he's watching and copying you, maybe we can get him on the show.
I'm very good with setting trends. People pick up on it. Now you can see why. Next thing you know, Bill, next week, he's going to show up wearing sunglasses.
I mean, you should – so for Christmas, you should decorate the inside of your car. Like, have a little
Christmas. You should do it for Thanksgiving.
I'll put a tree in here for you.
A turkey. Get a live turkey for the show.
Bro, you have to – dude, that should have been something that was said off air because that is so brilliant that we should have said that off there and had Ghost for every holiday come up with his car decorated. Dude, you put a Christmas tree and ornaments in that car for the Christmas show.
Bill, you're giving away my secrets.
Oh, hey. My God. We would break the internet. So, all right. So this weekend, guys, I was just going through some stuff. We'll start with the NFL, obviously. Was going through some stuff here, and I have found that me and Ghost were going through it last night in the Discord. Oh, by the way, Bill, the reason I stay in the Discord until like 2-3 in the morning with only 5 people listening sometimes at that time is because it's my only downtime. So it's like I just need to dumb down. Ghost knows because he's usually in there with me. I just need to dumb down for a few hours and not think about work where it's like, that's the only window where everyone leaves me the fuck alone. So that's why I need that. I need to go to bed at 4 because I need a few hours to get the brain down. So yesterday's games, it was funny because the 1 o'clock games half the teams had over 7 points. Half the teams had under 7 points at the half. Right. And that's what got me looking at it. Like, how are nine teams sitting at 7 points or less at halftime? Like, that's a crazy number. And then I started looking at it, Bill. Do you know over the last 2 weeks, the average, what would you say the average total in the NFL is, just in general? This isn't a trick question or anything.
Per team?
No, no, just on an average game. If you said an average NFL game, what's the total?
40.
Okay, let me ask someone with a clue. Night Ghost, what would you say the average total is on an NFL game set by Vegas?
So to put it into perspective.
Oh, I thought you meant what the average, what they're scoring. Not
right, you're answering it like it's a trick question. This isn't it. This is the beginning of a question.
47, 48.
Right. Okay, so like 47, 48, right? So most of the games usually go, you know, in the 50 to 45 range, whatever. Do you know over the last 2 weeks, there's only been three total in the last 2 weeks that have ended between 50 and 59? Only three.
I could tell you right off the bat. One of the things I always love to bet is totals. You know I love to bet overs. Mm-hmm. I bet them so much last year, and I lost so much. If you go back and look at my plays, I maybe have one bet on a game total this whole year.
Yeah, you haven't done any of this
football overs right. anymore.
Yeah. So it's odd because it's not – everyone knows that things are going under. But what's weird is that the ones that are going over are not going into the normal 27-24 range where it hits 51, 55, 57. They're all going, of all the games, they all went 48 or under or 61 and over. There's only three games in the last 2 weeks that finished between 48 and 61. That's crazy because that's probably the most popular range for the 5 years prior to this recent thing. Usually games ended in the 50s or low 60s or high 40s. So it's really strange. So what you're getting is you're just getting a lot of games that are just complete shit. I mean, look at the scores of this week so far, 25-0. And then 41-15, that was one that was in the range, 16-13, 13-10, 22-13, and then 34-31, and then 41 points on the next game, and then 69 points on the next one.
So I was
and then
right,
47.
Ending around 42.
Yeah, 47, 40, 45, 28, 36, 77. Like, it's so weird. They're either going all the way the fuck off or they're coming under the total. There is no in between. It's pretty crazy. It's just a odd anomaly that I'm trying to figure out tonight and tomorrow a way to capitalize on this. I think the way to capitalize on it
would
be
basically. Well, it translates into tonight's game as well. I think a lot of it has to do with injuries. If you look at the teams that aren't scoring as well, Tennessee only put up 13. They're with their two of their top stars. Arizona, they put up 23 without DeAndre and Murray. Seattle, Wilson's struggling for Seattle. And then you look at tonight, Brady's dealing with a lot of injuries of his own with the Bucs. So can't even expect that they're going to put up their total.
Yes. Bill, do you agree with me that they're poisoning the water?
No.
Oh, I thought you would. I thought you would definitely agree with me on that. Do you agree with me that LeBron James is imploding and punched someone in the face yesterday?
Definitely, yes.
Well, you give me credit for my call that the Lakers are fucking shit and they're going to suck.
But they did win yesterday. I mean, they came back from 15 down, probably the worst team in basketball, but they did come back.
And they only came back because LeBron was out, because LeBron and Westbrook can't play with each other.
No, they can't. I mean, LeBron, I think, is just so frustrated at this point. He doesn't know what to do. I've never seen him do anything like that on the court like he did yesterday. Just totally went nuts, and then he retreated like a little girl.
Oh, such a pussy.
Coming at him WWE style.
Oh, that was the bad. Did you see the Stone Cold video?
That was awesome. Yeah. That was so funny.
It was nice to see a player fucking fired up and competitive after that hit, running across the court. We need more of that.
Oh, yeah, I love you like a bull in a china shop. You saw Anthony Davis intentionally fall down, getting tackled by like a 5'7" guy, okay, just to get out of the way. Like, you saw him coming and went, oh, you're tackling me. And then you saw LeBron James being held back by a 170-pound official. You know, like, he literally, you know, when you're in a fight and your little girlfriend's in front of you and you're like, bro, you're lucky. Yeah, that's what LeBron was doing, that fucking parking lot tough guy.
The best part was watching his rage increase the more that the blood.
Yeah, he felt the blood. Once he felt the blood. Yep. And we've all been in that spot. It's once you start bleeding, you start to realize, all right, and now you're realizing now everything's kicking in. I'm on national TV. I just got hit in the face like a bitch. I'm bleeding now. I'm going to be all over SportsCenter. time to black out.
And
you know, like,
I just hit, and I just got hit by LeBron James.
Yeah, he wasn't looking to hurt anybody because he ran right by Anthony Davis, who was talking shit. He ran right by someone else, and then he barged through like that fucking truck through the parade yesterday. Fucking barged through 40 people. Like, don't say that, Tommy, says Night Ghost. So he barged through like 40 people, Bill. And then he runs in to finally gets to LeBron, and then one guy was able to hold him back.
So did you see – I don't know. You woke up late, but getting off topic for a minute to that truck. The guy who did the truck – who did that car is a pedophile. Right up
They're
your alley.
They're all pedophiles.
Right up your alley.
Just fucking kill them all. Just fucking kill them all and just get rid of them. Just bring all the pedophiles out and just fucking wipe
I'm
them
glad,
off.
I'm glad. Good job, United States, for your bail reform. Guy was out on $1,000 bail. Good job.
Pedophiles get out in like, dude, they could fucking
good job.
Like
$1,000 bail.
Did they figure out what the motive was?
They still don't know. They said he was fleeing from an incident that happened earlier.
That's what I was telling you. He was on
he was out on a crime for $1,000 bail, but he was fleeing from another incident he had just committed.
Dude, you fuck a kid and you get out on $1,000. Like, fuck that, dude.
Oh, I read a little bit into it. He found out later that she was 16. She didn't tell him. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we've all watched How to Catch a Predator when they show up at a fucking house with a book bag full of fucking condoms and Snickers bars, claiming that they didn't. You know,
that guy's got to go to prison for the rest of his life for that. For the rest
of
his life.
Oh, he's dead. He's dead. Yeah, but I mean, that's what I said when you watch the video of the truck. And we'll get back to sports right now. When you watch the video of the truck, that's what I said to you, Bill. It looked like he swerved to try and go around it, and then just say fuck it, and then just. I mean, that was one of the most disturbing videos I've ever seen.
He didn't want to hit somebody in the beginning, but then it was just too late. He had nowhere
to go. I know a dude said he posted about hating white people and taking them out.
Yeah. I started to go into it before the show.
We're in Wisconsin.
Yeah, he goes through a lot of, he's a rapper, supposedly.
That was a black guy? That seems like a fucking crazy white person move, running through a parade. I'm shocked. I didn't even know it was a black guy.
Yeah, no, yeah, black
guy. I would have thought that was like a psychopath fucking like Alabama white guy.
Yeah, no, crazy.
Now, why are you offended? Are you from Alabama?
The reason they found him is because he parked a car in front of his house last night. He parked a car in front of his house.
I just watched the video. I haven't seen the video. It's crazy.
Oh, I thought you were offended at the crazy Alabama trailer trash guy. Fuck them.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, that seemed like, I thought that was like white trailer trash move. That's so. He parked the car in his house?
Front, right in front.
I mean, not the sharpest tool in the shed, but that's fucking crazy. Anyway, back to sports. LeBron James, what do you think happens to him? Do you think he gets suspended?
Has to. He should. Has to, at least one game.
Yeah, I mean, well, considering what they just did to the Jokic thing and everything, and they got one game, they may give him a game. I mean, I don't know. He's LeBron. Probably a game.
When do they play each other next?
Don't know, but I'm fairly certain absolutely zero is going to happen.
Yeah, zero will happen. He's LeBron. Yeah. Nobody.
LeBron's a pussy. Anthony Davis is a pussy. Did you see Russell Westbrook? Yeah. If you go back and watch that video and watch Russell Westbrook, he did that.
You don't fight those kids in the street. You do this. You know when they're going to fight you?
Like the Notre Dame mascot.
They hold their hands up right. They do this. Like that's what he was doing. Russell just
looked like he was like waxing on, waxing off on the fence with Miyagi.
It looked like it was the first time he ever saw a fight.
I know, like, dude. His arms were so far out. He was like this. I was like, who fights like that, bro?
He had like the Notre Dame mascot.
You've seen that, yeah? The Notre Dame thing.
Put him up.
Yeah, he ain't doing shit. But the funny thing is, Stewart ain't doing shit either. He was just embarrassed and just needed to cause a scene to look tough. And guess what? By doing that, he changed the narrative because now
you see blood, it gets its rage in your head.
He should have just walked up and said, "No one makes me taste my own blood.
Nobody.
No one makes me bleed my own blood." What movie is that from?
Dodgeball.
Yes. No one makes me bleed my own blood. So yeah, that was it. He just wanted to save himself from being embarrassed. And he did a great job. He flipped the narrative because it would have been this guy got fucking punked by LeBron, and now it's LeBron was afraid of this guy charging him. So he did he did exactly what he wanted to do. I don't think he ever wanted to throw a punch. He just needed to do that. So good for him. That's why when he got to the locker room, he ran through the locker room like a crazy person.
That part was funny.
Dude, now you're just acting. He's acting the whole time.
Till we finish off topic a little bit on the sports, anybody who's out there, there's a new music sensation in the country, apparently, from last night. BTS. Don't know who these guys are.
They're not,
little little Asian guys are Evan's taking like, over yeah,
they're
the
not
world.
New. They've been around.
They're like, out. They're like the
these
biggest band
Asian
in the world.
Guys, these little Asian guys are taking over the world.
They're new. They're new.
They won every award in it possible last night, and they came out and they can't sing
at all.
They're following.
They tried
like
to not lip sync the one song with Coldplay guy, and it was the worst singing I've ever seen.
Worst thing I've ever. Not even just joking around saying it was the worst. It was literally the worst performance I've ever seen in my life.
Evan, how about Bill saying that they're a new band?
New to you, but I mean they have followers. That's like a cult.
Have they been around for years? I have no idea.
They're like the biggest in the world, apparently. I've never heard a song by them, but all I see, they're trending on Twitter like every 3 days.
You have heard a song by them. The Butter song is by them.
No, I know that. But that's new, though. That song's new.
Yeah, but they literally said when they were on stage that they'd performed 3 straight years and didn't win an award, I believe. So they'd been there for like 4 years. Yeah.
You can't understand them on stage. But apparently when they sing perfect English.
I know. That's what I said last night.
They talk on microphone. They're Chinese. I don't know what's up.
The chat is going off on you.
They're speaking Korean, but then they're fucking singing normal. Milli Vanilli? I don't know.
All right, let's get to some sports. So weekend recap with the NFL here. Big takeaways from the weekend. I mean, I think the first takeaway from the weekend is going to have to be after getting made fun of 2 weeks ago that Tommy G, 11-3 on picks this week against the spread. A dominant performance. And with the Giants cover tonight, can go to 12-3 and is the now sitting champion of our staff Pick'em League after being in fourth week one and getting just skull fucked by Bill Rupp for it. Bill Rupp, how does this make you feel? First back-to-back champ for the week, overall champ, composite champ, best scoring week, best winning percentage. I mean, come on. They're making us change the rotation now. Everything's crazy. Bill, are you going to be tailing the champ to end the week tonight?
I have nothing to say about this. We've already went over it for an hour yesterday on Discord. Circumventing the system. I've put an end to it. We'll see what happens next week. Guys, I guarantee when we come back in here on Monday next week, Tommy will not be the winner.
We'll be the champ again. I am the champ. I'm the champ. Night Ghost, how do you feel?
I know it was a shit week for me. I only had one play on the sides all of Sunday. I knew it was going to be a bad week, so I just stayed away.
Well, I mean, see, that's smart. If you don't like the week, don't make the subs lose if you don't have a good feel for it, right? Like, I went almost mostly sides, especially at 1 o'clock. I think I had about 7 sides. The only loss for fucking the 1 o'clock slate, I would have been up 35 units, I think, or something. The only loss was the Titans money line. I mean, again, every week.
It was tough watching the end of that game. It made once they didn't go for
two.
Dude,
that game was fixed. There's no way you can tell me that game wasn't fixed. There's no fucking way. Dude, they're down fucking 13 late in the game in the fourth quarter. And Vrabel, who fucking goes for two even when they're fucking up 6, or up 7 to try and push it to 9. He knows what he's doing with the two-point conversion. He does that fucking analytical bullshit that we all hate. Right? To go for two twice, hope you get it once. If you get it twice, you win the game by 9. He does all that shit. Dude, they're down by 13 and he goes for 1 in the fourth quarter?
I think they were down 19.
No, they were down 13. Yeah, and then they were down 19. They scored to make it 13.
And they didn't.
And they went for 1 to go down 12. Yeah.
It was 19-0, and then they scored.
Right. You're right. It was 13 after the touchdown.
Yeah, yes. So you go down for 2 and you're down 11.
Right.
So that you're 8-3. And then, of course, without fail, they get a 3-and-out. They march down the field. They're at the 18-yard line, 4th-and-7, where if you're down 11, you kick the field goal, and now you're still down 8, 1 score, but they have to go for it because they're down fucking 12, and they miss it. So now they're still down 12. They get the ball back. They fucking let the other team – and then they go down again and score a touchdown. You should be tied right there. And then when the other team kicked the field goal and you came back to touchdown, you're winning. I mean, everything was wrong. Tannehill was throwing the ball directly to defenders. Not even like, oh, it was picked off. Like, literally softly thrown. Go on, Gus.
Oh, it was careless. It wasn't – it didn't look good. He just lobbing the ball right in their chest, two picks to end the game. He looked like he didn't give a shit. He didn't care.
I mean, it was crazy what I'm seeing. Like, it was just throwing directly to them, just softly, directly through to defenders. Unbelievable. So that was my only loss in the morning. That was really it. I think the Jaguars I had for small, but I went like fucking 12-3 in the morning. And
yeah, my frustration, I gave
up. But the problem was three bets were tied to the fucking Tennessee money line, which ate into our profit.
Yeah, I had them in a few things. I gave out one free play on Twitter. I gave away Mark Ingram's receiving yards. Six catches he had in the game. Six catches. He couldn't eclipse 27 receiving yards. That was very frustrating.
Mark Ingram scores a touchdown, I win thousands of dollars.
I mean, literally, I can, because I know Bill and I know Ghost and how much they bet. If Mark Ingram scores a touchdown, if Mark Ingram averages less than 3 yards a catch, or if the Titans beat the Texans at home, if all three of those things happen, you're probably looking at a six-figure day combined for the three of us. Like, that monstrous, right? If just two of those, like, these are tens of thousands of dollars that any one of those three things would have meant for us here. And, you know, I mean, listen, it was a good, very good morning for me regardless. Afternoon was all right. I think afternoon was down a little bit. And then the night game, Najee Harris, 38 yards. I didn't even add it up to see where I'm at yet. I got to do all the math on it. But I probably ended up about even or down a tiny bit with the night game. And then heading into tonight's game, which we'll go over now. But
how about Dylan? Dylan gets a touchdown too.
AJ Dylan, we hit that monster plus 1500. Yeah, I mean, I felt like we were on it. Just one or two things. Like, a lot of these weekends have been like completely bizarre world, right? Where you just look. I don't feel like this was one of them. I feel like it was normal NFL where things were weird, but the Tennessee Titans were just the fucking just brutal, just absolutely brutal. Who is this chick? Jesus. So what other takeaways from the weekend? I mean, I told you guys the Bills
sucked.
What was your
free pick on Friday, Tommy?
My bets for stay cashing.
Yeah,
I think all of them hit. They were the ones I put in early. I had Josh Allen under. I had the Colts because I hate the Bills. I know I had gave away the Chiefs. And I'm trying to think. What was the other one? It was the first four bets that I put in the hashtag, if anyone remembers.
So I did Deebo Samuel touchdown, got that easily. And Flacco interception, which I should have had. I was doing some Hoffman yells, interception! And then it turned out to be a fumble. So that one didn't hit. But so I went 1-1 on them. And I gave out a free hockey winner. 2-0 in hockey. Let's go.
Hold on. They had a hockey one too. Bill Rupp's system. Bill, do you have a hockey system play for tonight?
Not yet. Maybe right. During the show.
Oh, you can only give them out when I'm not here.
Yeah, wait till Ghost isn't here. And then there's a 2-game slate with a 12-4 team playing a 4-12 team.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. It's fucking easy game, right, Bill Rupp? Easy game.
It's an easy game if you know what you're doing.
Easy game. So in review here for the NFL weekend, everyone can take a victory lap on something if they want. Patriots are for real. I called them at 40,000, plus 40,000 on No Mercy in January, and everyone laughed at me. Colts are for real. I told them when the Bills suck, taking my victory laps there. Browns suck.
You get to see Super Cam.
What?
We saw Super Cam.
Saw Cam throw for 90 yards, and everyone talk about how fucking great he was.
I mean, listen, this is his first full game, Tommy.
Bill, he really is back. He threw for 90 yards. They lost. Yeah. He's back.
Yeah.
Super Cam, baby.
And I won money betting on the Redskins. He's back. Great. Awesome.
He brings excitement to the league.
He brings 20th ranked quarterback right there.
He brings something that nobody else can bring.
They can bring it. They just don't scream up 7-0 normally because they realize that you're only up 7-0.
What do you bring? Sam Darnold has a better start than Cam Newton right now.
Let's put it this way. If that game was on Sunday night, right? Take that game, put it on last night. Would we have not been watching the award show the whole time and then probably watching a little bit more football?
I mean, I would have been a football game. No, I watched most of that game. I thought it sucked.
I mean, Cam is not more exciting to watch than Ben Roethlisberger.
I mean, dude, he passed for 91 yards in three quarters. For 91 yards and was losing to the Washington Redskins in the fourth quarter. Like, Cam is a lot of
fun. He lost by a touchdown.
He lost to the Redskins at home.
His first game.
Okay. And he threw for, but what I'm
and
saying
they're,
is,
and they're right
yeah, but
here
you were touting him last week at how
in,
good he
they're
is.
They're in playoff contention.
20th best quarterback.
Not anymore. Now they're 5-6. They're fucking
they're
done.
They're in playoff contention.
They're done now.
No, they're not.
They're 5-6.
Oh, they're not done.
No. Bill, pick an over under on the Panthers wins for the rest of the season.
Under.
Well, I got to go. I got to go through the games.
All right, let's do that tonight in Discord.
Right. Yeah, do it tonight in Discord.
You're still alive in the playoffs.
Make sure you guys sign up so you can listen to this.
Yeah, sign up and listen to fucking Bill look like a fucking moron taking a Cam Newton over.
Well, if they make the playoffs, I am going to shit all over.
He's gonna
when they don't, I'm going to take your money.
Well, if they don't, he fucking came back and he played midseason. Not supposed to do anything, right?
Right, open-ended. You well, got an out.
Finally, I got an open-ended thing. Where
you got an out. You got an out, yeah. So if you're right, you get to brag. And if you're wrong,
I get an out where I never get to have an out. Everyone else gets to say,
oh, yeah. Bill Rupp never has to get an out. With it, fucking hold on.
Finally.
Let's
go. I got an automatic winner.
Let's go. Bill Rupp never flips, never has an out. The ghost. Is that not? Let me play this world's smallest violin.
Oh, I never have the out. I'm always on the other side.
No.
Like, well, this team's, they were a dog. Why would New England make the playoffs? They were a shitty team, considering that nobody played on defense.
Oh, you're
the
shit
of
shit.
And they got a whole new tight end system.
You're a fucking asshole. All right, let's move forward. The culture, very good, as we stated. A couple of my early season Super Bowl picks are live again that look dead as fuck. I had the Patriots, the Colts, and the Steelers, and maybe the Redskins were the fourth one. That was the fourth one. That's not going to go well. But I had the Patriots, the Colts, and the Steelers, which I thought were all dead. Colts were like 1-4. The fucking Steelers looked like dog shit at the beginning of the year. And the Patriots fucking, you know, were losing consistently. Patriots and Colts may actually be the AFC championship game if they keep playing the way they're playing right now. Ghost, these are two of the best teams in the AFC.
Colts are doing a little better than I expect. I just don't think that they're really what you think they are. I think the
I mean, dude, they just shit on the Bills, who you like.
Yeah, but we – no, I – no. Bill, did I like the Bills this season?
No. Okay. All right. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I'm confused.
Yeah, I was with you on the Bills. I came out and said before the season I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills started 2-6 to start the year.
I don't think you liked anyone, though. You hated the Chargers. You hated the Steelers. You hated the Bills. You hated the Colts. You hated the Patriots. Like, who do you like? You're like the anti-Rackets.
The
Rackets has every team. You got no teams that you like.
Well, that was like Hoffman. Hoffman came out heated yesterday morning in the Discord. He said, that's it. Everybody in 4 deep has to pick one team. One team. Everybody.
I like the Ravens.
They like this
the
team
season,
and that
but,
team.
But obviously the injuries really slowed that team down. So that's my disappointing team of the AFC.
That's the only team I've ever heard you talk about in the AFC is the Ravens. They're like your Boston Red Sox of the fucking of baseball.
Well, I am staying true.
Yeah, you are. You are staying loyal. You are staying loyal. Not adjusting the data though. I gotta punish you on that one though.
Well, I didn't play him this week.
What's up?
I didn't play him this week.
All right, that is good. That is good. That is good. So we're gonna go to college basketball is listed as next. Bill. What do you think with college basketball right now? What do you think of the early season so far? I'm pretty mad at myself that I didn't slam
Arizona.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a play right now, right out the gate. It's going to be the one free bet I give you for right now. Obviously, no. Got up a little bit late. You're lucky, those of you that are following Stay Cashin' right now. My research will be done over the next couple hours. The one game that I really liked heading into today is actually the 4:30 game.
No, it's my game.
Let's see if we're on the same side. So the 4:30 game is actually the one I like the most early on. You're going to get it right when we get off.
Starts with an H.
What?
Starts with an H.
It does start with an H. We're on the same side then. So I am obsessed with this Houston team. I've been telling everyone all year from preseason, we've bet Houston every single day. We've bet Houston, okay? And I've been telling everyone they're underrated. This is a top five team. This is a Final Four team. And they are playing a Butler team that is not going to be able to bang with them today. I don't think Butler's going to be able to keep up with them. This Butler team is just – they got a lot of injuries they're dealing with. They got a couple guys who are just coming back. They're just not ready. They're not there yet. I don't think they're a bad team. But they're missing a couple key players and just got fucking shit stomped by Michigan State the other day. Just absolutely exposed. Houston's going to come out and skull fuck this team. And they're giving, what lines do you see here, Bill? I see 10.
10 and a half.
10 and a half. I never get the half. I always buy the half. So I'll be at 10. I don't like losing by that fucking hook. How about the other night when Trevor wanted to take UNLV plus 12 and a half? And I was like, buy the half to 13. Get off that half. And it ended on 13. All right. So, yeah, I'm going to take Houston with the 10. Pound this game. They're going to kill him. So I'm going to make this a toothpick play. Toothpick plays are 3-1 now. We did have our first toothpick play lost. So I'm going to go make this a toothpick play. I'm going to extend this record. So the toothpick play of the day, 4:30 p.m., pound Houston Cougars. They're going to fucking kill Butler. Do not bet Butler. Do not be fooled. Toothpick play of the day, Houston Cougars minus 10, destroys Butler today at 4:30 p.m. Go get it. Bye. All right. Toothpick play of the day. Bill Rupp, what do you like in college basketball?
Well, that was my main play. That
I
was
mean, of the course. Cause...
I mean, we said it right from the beginning. I was my play. I like Houston a lot.
We didn't. I didn't. You came up.
The games, that was an early enough game that we can give it out during the show. The rest of the games we'll look into. There's no sense of looking into it now. Looking into it after after that game's over to give out to our subs. But that was my early game that if you ask me about college basketball, I'm playing.
Well, then we're both and it's co-stamped. So that makes it even better. So, yeah, well, I'll have a bunch of plays for tonight. I like the slate tonight, actually. We're going to give those out to the subscribers. Do have a few plays that I like. Just the sizing. I'm leaning on right now, and then I'll be finding a couple more. I'll probably have about five or six college basketball plays.
I'm gonna have a play for the dinner as well.
What's up?
I think I'm gonna have a college basketball play tonight.
Holy shit!
What?
I'm gonna keep it in state.
What?
I'm gonna keep it in state. I like Texas teams. I'm gonna go with Southern Methodist today. They're minus 165 on the money line. I'm gonna be playing them.
Wow! The Night Ghost. You know what he's doing right here, Bill.
Here we go.
Let's see if Bill knows. That's not an insult to you.
I don't know what he's doing.
Rarely. This is the one time where I'm not insulting you.
Giving out a
No, he sees you moving in on his hockey territory.
Oh.
So he's trying to expand into other sports. That's what he's doing. He's trying to come in because we give that a hockey pick out. He's trying to come in. He's trying to come in and swing on the college basketball, which I respect. I respect it. Let's see how he does. Nikos.
I don't ever think you have ulterior motives. Tommy always says.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Bill is also the third guy.
Honest person I am.
Yeah. Bill is also the third guy from the left on the evolutionary chart. I'm a fucking genius.
Tommy definitely has ulterior motives.
No, Bill thinks everyone has ulterior motives.
Not Ghost.
Yeah, I know, because he sides with you because you're both retarded.
No, I never ask him to side with me.
No, he asks you to side with him all the time. And you do too. You always go, Ghost. Ghost.
Yeah, if it's something different,
we're arguing. Got off, you're lying.
We call each other in when we have facts.
Yeah, you're fucking
always arguing against me.
Listen, I get it, dude. I watched wrestling when I was younger. I know Andre the Giant used to have to fight two people all the time. I'm Andre the Giant. You're the two little fucking midgets that run into the ring. Keep teaming up. I'll keep winning. On to NBA. What do you like tonight, Bill?
Well, okay. That's what you think.
Fucking King Kong, motherfucker.
I can't wait to come up with better wrestling comparisons in Discord all night. All night.
I know. That's all. I only know seven.
You're like one of the divas.
I already mixed up Andre the Giant with King Kong. So, I mean, I can't. I'm pounding my chest like a gorilla. I don't think Andre the Giant did that. Anyway, I'm a monster. Let's go. NBA, Bill, what do you like for tonight? We got the Knicks playing tonight or what? We'd have no Healy right now, so you guys can yell at Healy, but let's see where the likes are at. Likes are lagging with no Healy here. Likes are lagging. So who's gonna be the like patrol while Healy's gone?
We only have 109. What are we going to do?
I'll tell you right now, they're only getting one hockey play today.
Wow. That's why they only get one college basketball. But the new bar has been set, right? We got up to 200 last show. So, I mean, the like bar has been set. Like, the 100 isn't going to cut it anymore.
No.
This ain't our first rodeo now. So, I mean, I would say, let me see. I have 3 to 4 plays for the game tonight, the NFL game, which we'll get into in a minute. And I think I have an NBA play too. But, I mean, I got to see. We give them one NBA play now, Bill. Just as they got to 100, but I think we got to see 170. And then we'll scale up every 15 from there. So they're going to have to get to work or else we're just going to keep behind the paywall. So Bill, give me an NBA play.
I like the Knicks.
I screamed and pounded the snot out of my nose with my King Kong impersonation, so I need to blow my nose. I'll be right back.
We have no Knicks tonight, but we do have the Nets. So I like the Nets a lot tonight going against Cleveland. If everybody's playing, if Durant's back with his shoulder injury, and they have their full team, I know Joe Harris is out. But if the rest of the team is playing, Kevin Durant so far is in. I didn't see he's out. I'm going with Harden over. Get the Harden right now over 4.5 turnovers plus 110. Harden controls the ball. No Kyrie, so Harden's the main ball controller. He's second in the NBA in turnovers. I love playing the turnovers. So especially if Durant gets announced out with his shoulder. I think his shoulder's more serious than anybody's talking about. He sat out the other day. He's been having a problem. If you're watching him shooting, he's always grabbing his shoulder, playing with it, doing something with it. I think he has some type of interior structure damage on his shoulder, but the Nets just aren't saying, which is like same thing the Mets did with DeGrom. I think that's the same thing that the Nets are going through with him, with Durant. He just doesn't look right. So if he sits out tonight, I love the Harden even more. It'll move. So get it in now. 4.5 turnovers plus 110. And I like the Nets. If Durant's playing, I like the Nets to win the game too. The Cavs with no Sexton in, being out. They may have had a good run in the beginning of the season, but they're just not as good as the Nets.
Yeah. I'm with you. And I missed the beginning part of it, dude. I really like that was actually very good for me. Like I was a little congested this morning and I just knocked all the snot and phlegm out of myself. So that was good. I feel a lot better now.
Thank you for telling me.
I feel you probably hear me a lot crisper now.
Yeah. You do sound crisper.
Yeah. My nose was running. I knocked the snot out of myself. Now I actually understand the term knock the snot out of it. I've heard it my whole life, and I've never experienced it until right now.
I mean,
if you guys ever get congested, just call up Bill and Nyko, start a fight with them, call them a bunch of fucking apes, scream at them, and pound your chest. And
I've
there
heard
you go.
People say I kick the shit out of them. I've never
heard knock the snot out of them or beat the snot out of them.
I mean, I never heard it. I heard kick the shit out of them. So
you've never heard beat the snot out of somebody?
Not really. No, it's not something. In my circle, that term's not used.
Your circle's also never eaten a s'mores before.
You've never made ice cream before.
That's not weird.
It's weird.
Made ice cream?
Yes, he thinks it's weird that I'm 42. I've never handmade ice cream. Because I said, I want to make ice cream. I want to make ice cream one time. And Bill's like, I make ice cream all the time. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Made it from scratch, or
dude. I'm like, I don't even know what's in it. I'm assuming like some ice cubes and sugar and milk. And he's like, it's milk and then it's salt and then it's sugar and then it's creamer and then it's water and then you put.
I would never.
And I'm like, he thought I was a crazy person because I've never made my own ice cream.
I don't think that's weird. Bill.
I mean,
very strange.
Are you seeing now that you're strange, Bill?
No.
There's certain things that I won't eat after watching and knowing how they're made.
Like what?
Well, I mean, you're fucking the weirdest person in the history of the entire.
What's that? Ice cream? I mean, this isn't a McDonald's.
I mean, if I'm
what do you think? There's fucking pig parts in it or something?
Yeah, this isn't a hot dog.
No, but
fucking sugar, water, and fucking milk.
It's ice, salt, milk, and mix.
Yeah, but if you're saying you're putting salt in it and cream and this and that, I wouldn't eat it.
This isn't a hot dog.
There are certain things that I just don't like seeing.
You're the weirdest person I've ever met in my life.
He said if you're putting salt and cream in it, I wouldn't.
You're a crazy person.
I like to scoop it out of the container.
Stop talking. We're going to lose viewers. Hey, look, we already lost 10 viewers with your idiocy. What's wrong with you?
Another one. Cheesecake's another one.
What?
Cheesecake? Bro, this is shit people say about fucking. This is shit people say about hot dogs, ghost. And pig parts and beaks of birds ground into something. Not about fucking sugar, milk, and ice cubes. You fucking weirdo.
Sausage. Like,
sausage.
Put in that intestine case.
Yeah, put your guts in a condom wrapper. That's fucking not fucking ice cream.
Tastes good.
I don't like knowing I'm eating cream cheese or ricotta in my cheesecake. But I eat it.
He's
I
a fucking...
It.
You guys don't even know because you're not in the Discord all night hearing all the idiocy that comes out of Ghost's mouth in regards to food. It's the weirdest fucking thing.
I eat it. I like it. I just
shut up.
Like
just stop. Yeah, I can't do it anymore. I can't. Okay, I can't. It's Monday.
I'm gonna have another one for next show.
Oh, such a fucking idiot. Go to NHL now. Talk about something else, Ghost.
Four game, small slate again on Monday. Two games I really love. I'm only gonna give you one. No reason why I'm gonna keep giving free picks to everyone else when our subscribers are here.
There is a reason, because we have a show that we promised that on that we need to.
That's why I'm giving one.
Yeah, I know. That's fine. But we're not at the like number. If we get to 170, you can give the second. We're at 130. Well, without Healy here, there's no motivation.
That's why. Our subs earn it. Going back to the Hurricanes, I'm going to keep recurring on them. I love them this year. I've loved them the last 2 years. We had futures on them last year, the year before. They're an elite team in the NHL right now. They're on the West Coast playing the Sharks, who I have as one of the lowest tier teams in the league. Minus 150, I believe the line was last time I saw it. They keep giving us generous lines. I'm going to keep playing them. So Carolina Hurricanes again tonight.
I will co-sign that. You know, we got a 14-2 okay, team.
We are now switching our pick to the Sharks.
We have a 14-2 team going against an 8-8 team. I mean,
if it's the Bill Rupp system,
what can you say? The only thing I don't like is that they're on the road. I don't like that.
This is a long West Coast trip for them. They just were in a shootout with the Kings, where the Kings should have never put up as many goals as they did. They squeaked one out the game before. Little worried about it, so I'm not going to go too heavy on it, but they are one of my top players for tonight.
All right. So we are on the Carolina Hurricanes. That is Hoffman's team, I believe, right? So he'll be very happy to find out that you are on the Hurricanes. Let's go over to the game tonight, the Bucks-Giants. Let's preview this game for the people. First of all, let's talk about it from a kind of macro perspective, right? So from an injury standpoint, Bill, I believe Barkley's playing. It looks like he's trending as playing. What have you heard as I was slept through the morning? Have you heard anything about it?
Just that he's pushing towards playing.
Okay.
But I don't even know what that means. He's either playing or he's not. He's either ready or he's not. What's the problem?
Great analysis.
It's fucking Monday. Yeah. I mean, what's going to be different between now and 8 o'clock?
I think they do this. I think they stall these. I mean, listen, he has to text it out in the pregame warmups. So that is different, right? You see a lot of players that go to test it out and they don't feel as good. But I think it's more just gamesmanship. They don't have to tell you until an hour before. So why would they? Right? I wouldn't let the other team prepare for anything, even if you think it's something that's insignificant. So Gronkowski injury that may play today.
I think him and Gronk will be decided.
I think they're both going to play.
Gronk played last week, didn't he? And he still didn't look good. He came out of the game.
Well, he left. He left the game. I don't even think he saw a target or anything last week.
Yeah,
did
nothing.
He?
I don't think anything. He got no.
I think he saw one or two targets. Didn't he see a target in the end zone?
I didn't even remember seeing him in the game. So, yeah. I mean, if he did, that slipped past me. He played nothing then. But I know in week 8 he played, but I don't think he played.
I hope Barkley's out. I love that he's out. I grabbed Booker in plenty of seasonal leagues. He's been producing from a fantasy perspective. I don't see how the Giants could potentially win this game. So I'd almost rather Barkley be out.
Yeah, I mean, but then you have the other question of, does fucking Booker play with his hip? I mean, that's, you know, it's a shit show over there in their backfield. Like, so I'm with you, though, on that goes from a seasonal perspective for sure. I just hope one of them plays, because I have both. So I don't want both of them playing. I'd prefer if one of them played. That would be better for me. Now, obviously, we know when you're playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, one of the first things you look at is they're a very good team against the run. We also said that about the Saints yesterday, who gave up like 280 fucking thousand yards to the Eagles on the ground, which is shocking to me. But so the big thing about this game for me is that the Bucs are very good against the run, which makes them a pass funnel, which means there's a lot of opportunity through the air for the Giants, which makes me look at Daniel Jones as a potential play. I still think the running backs are in play because they do give up, you know, a lot of pass catches to the running backs, and they are very adept pass catching running backs in Booker and Barkley. These are guys who can catch the ball. So I do think that's an option. I would warn everyone to kind of avoid the rushing props for anyone on the Giants. So I wouldn't take any rushing total overs for the Giants, but if you're doing receiving yards or if you're doing any combination, you can get involved there. Another big thing here that we have, I think Brady all time is like 2-6 versus the Giants, right? So I know a lot of people say, oh, it's a different team. It's a different, and none of that shit matters, dude. This shit carries over. I don't know why. Certain teams and certain players. What's up?
Carried over for the Saints.
I mean, it just, it's unbelievable. It just, this stuff carries over. I think it's in your head. I think, you know, maybe you don't
matter.
Come off.
I believe that it does matter. I believe there are certain trends with certain teams and certain cities and certain players and certain atmospheres. It's real. I believe that it's there.
It's a real thing. It's a real thing. I am on the Giants tonight plus 11 for multiple reasons. One, because I'm always going to take 10 plus points in the NFL because 10 point favorites can't even win outright anymore, as we've seen fucking for four straight weeks with survivor pools just imploding. So I'm always going to do that. Two, Brady, I don't think, has covered on a primetime game in his fucking last 2 years. I also think he's head of the cabal. So if anyone's in on fixing games, it's probably him. So that's another reason. And three, he's struggled with the Giants before. So, I mean, I think this is a thing. I think it's deeper than that. When a team, when a player struggles versus a team, you got to remember all the old Giants who owned Brady still talk to the team. They're still around. They're still living in New Jersey. They're still going to the games. They're still at the suites. It's pretty easy to get in contact with a lot of these guys and say, hey, what did you guys used to do to fucking own this motherfucker? And I think people cut out that part of the equation, Ghost. When we say a lot of these things do carry forward, you'd be a fucking idiot if you're not making phone calls to find out from Strahan and all these guys like, hey, what did you do? Well, here's what we did. You got to do this. Don't do that. Even if there's no one there left on the team, there's still a network or fraternity that's there to let them know. So I think the Giants, I think they give them fits again, and I think they covered the 11 tonight.
Isn't that what Belichick does? As soon as
everyone does it,
playing, cuts them, they go and sign them, they pick their brain, and then they're on their way again.
And then they cut them. Yeah. I mean, this is a real thing. So yeah, I think we're on to something here. So hold on, what is that? Tom Brady, what is that? I know a dude. For what? You just threw random numbers. 0-10 against the spread? What is that? I'm going to need some more context.
Prime time, there. I believe we talked about it in Discord last week.
Yeah, his prime time games. He's just fucking never covers. So, and you know, everyone's going to be on the fucking, everyone's going to be on the Bucks tonight. So this is the curve stomping. So, Bill, where are you at on this game? What do you think?
I'm going to go with Barkley. I looked up Gronk. He didn't get a target in that game. Last time he got a target was against New Orleans. He had one target in that game, and then he hasn't seen anything since. If he plays, I mean, who knows? His stats are up in the air. But I'm going to go Barkley because his receiving yards are 21.5. If he plays, he's going to smash that number. If he doesn't play, you don't have to worry about it. You'll just get your money back. So I don't think he comes into the game and leaves the game unless, like, he gets a catastrophic injury. There's nothing we can do about. But if he plays, I think he smashes that number. If he doesn't play, then you get your money back. I also like Graham Gano, their kicker, over 1.5 the Giants, over 1.5 extra points. I think the Giants put up 2 or 3 touchdowns tonight, and he makes both.
Okay. Ghost?
So for me, being smart is also knowing when not to play. So I don't think I'm going to have a play officially on this game tonight, but I'm going to be shifting towards NBA and college basketball tonight instead.
Okay. There's a couple things I like in this game. Bill, I'm so tempted to go right back to the fucking Daniel Jones rushing. I mean, it's so hard not to.
That's what I was thinking about. I just can't.
I'm done with the
running. I know. The quarterbacks just aren't running at all anymore, and he's gone under 18 yards in four of his last.
Yesterday, Mahomes got that first carry. You're like, oh, he's going to get – he didn't even get his yards.
I'm telling you, Mahomes is hurt, and he got hurt by running. I'm telling you, that's what happened with Mahomes. He's even yesterday didn't look great. He got hurt by running. I think that's why he stopped running. I have a funny feeling that that's what's going on. You could just see him go to run because he ran more at the beginning of this year than he's ever run in his career. And then all of a sudden he just stopped running at the same time that he went to shit.
Hurts is the only one who's breaking his yards every week. He's the only one who's using his legs basically because he has to.
Yeah.
Besides what we saw last night where he was rushing all over the fucking field and we couldn't even get it in because they locked it everywhere.
Yeah.
He had like 90 yards rushing last night. Herbert, but you're not going to, I don't know. Daniel Jones, he may and he may not. Sometimes he just sits there in the pocket when he has those clear lanes.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's a clear, I mean, listen, every week we're going to hit this, and every week we're going to win this. It's literally just go get Chris Godwin. I mean, that's the guy when Antonio Brown is out. Right now we have Antonio Brown and Shepherd who've been out. So when I was talking before about injuries, I forgot to mention those two. Obviously, we know that they're out. So Antonio Brown and Shepherd are out. When Antonio Brown is out, Chris Godwin is the alpha. He is the guy. He's where we're going to target. He's where we're going to attack. So Chris Godwin, for me again, over his receiving yards is going to be 100% in my same game parlays. My favorite main prop that I'm going to be playing, it's 73.5. I think Godwin 100 and a touchdown would be my forecast. I think he goes for a buck 10 and a touchdown. I obviously think the game stays closer than people think, as you guys know, because I'm taking the Giants plus the 11. And that leads to a lot of opportunity for a lot of people on this field. The thing we don't want is the big blowout, right? That'll suck. So I think you can go Godwin over receptions. I think you can go Godwin over yardage. Even Godwin longest reception. I think it's all there. I think it's all in play. So that's going to be my main guy on the Bucs. And then I'll have another play on Leonard Fournette that I'm looking at, a little bit of an odd play later tonight. Which I'll tell the subscribers. But anything on the Giants side of the ball you guys see that you'd want to attack? I mean, the Daniel Jones rushing seems like the right play, even though he's been bad with it.
I'm on Barkley. That's it right now.
Anything else, though, from the receiving standpoint? I mean, I love Kadarius.
The plays that I would like or pick, you guys are going to be on them anyway. So this is one of those chalk games, in my opinion, where – the primary props or what everyone's going to be targeting. And just with how this week is going, just not confident enough.
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, listen,
you can hit Tony and you can hit Galladay, but you just don't know which guy he's going to focus on.
I wouldn't. I mean, Tony is a guy who I'm obsessed with. You guys know that. Made tons of money off him his first two or three starts. They're not using him and he's getting hurt all the time. I think he's still hurt. I mean, if you look at this dude went from like fucking, 16 catches for 260 yards in a two-game span there to then having three catches on the first drive when everyone came back because everyone was back and they're like, oh, what's Tony going to do with everyone back? First drive, 3 for 36. I know this because I needed him to get 50 to hit a $10,000 bet. And then he gets hurt after the first drive. And then he came back the next game and looked hobbled. And then he left the field again in the game after that. So I just... the dude's made of glass. He's little, he's tiny, and I don't think he's right. So I love the 41.5 normally, but it's just a little worrisome. And then you look at someone like Galladay. I mean, he had issues with the team from the beginning, right? They never really got along from the beginning. And the last 2 weeks combined, he's had two catches on six targets for 28 yards.
I have a guy I'm going to put in as a live play. I'm not going to say it here, though.
I'm going to say it, dude. We can't do it. Guys, we can't do a YouTube show and just not say anything. Go. Give it who it is.
Well, I can do whatever I want.
No, you can't. Who is it? Who are you targeting?
I was just making it up. I don't know.
That's a good save.
No, I do. Evan Ingram. They've been using him a lot in the second half of games. So his player prop right now is 35.5. It will probably drop down to like 20 because they don't use him in the first half. It's always that second half. We're like, is Evan Ingram even in the fucking game? And then he comes and he gets 40 yards in the last drive, the last quarter of the game. So I'm going to wait for them to lower that in game to about 20, maybe even 15, and I'm going to hit it. The second half comes, they use them, and it's every week.
I mean, it's weird that there's some trends like that where these guys don't do shit for the beginning.
Yeah,
of the
I've
game.
Been watching him every week. He gets like no catches in the first half, and then his receptions right now is 3.5. That'll be down to like 1.5. So I'm going to wait till halftime, and I'm just going to hit both.
I mean, how much did we get fucked last night when they didn't open up Justin Herbert rushing?
Yeah, that's what I said before. Sometimes the algorithm doesn't catch up with the actual prop. At halftime, he had 44, and they put it at 48.5, and they lock it because they're too lazy to come up with their own number, so they have to use the algorithm. They say, oh, this guy's going to hit that. Well, you just take it off the board.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm seeing Godwin.
They used to never do that, but the books are catching on.
Yeah, Godwin's at 71.5 on DraftKings. So hunt around for those lines. Looks like 71.5 appears to be the best line on that. But yeah, last night it sucked, man. We were on at Herbert Feisty, actually, in the chat. One of the girls in our chat, one of the angels, actually pointed it out when we were watching the AMAs and doing all kinds of crazy shit. She's like, Herbert's over. It's 49.5 rushing. We all went, wait, what? and we ran to every sports book like we normally do when we're sweating the games live. That's why we're on the microphone live with our subscribers, not just to have fun, because we're trying to point out bets and books and give everything out, unlike every other site, which basically was hanging out with their kids all weekend while we were 18 hours deep in a voice chat from Saturday to Sunday. But they never opened it back up. We never got a chance to get back in it. We would have smashed that thing to the moon, that 49 and a half with Herbert. So there are a lot of opportunities live, guys. You're pretty much most states that you're in right now, you should have an opportunity to be betting live through a lot of these books. And if not, don't worry. College basketball is back. And college basketball, we hit a lot of live bets too. And every book in the country, you could bet college basketball live. So I'm excited about having college hoops today. I'm going to have a few bets for that. I think the game tonight will be okay. I don't think it's going to be great. I don't think we're going to see a barn burner. Hopefully it's enough just to get the few key guys that we need over the prop line, maybe into the end zone. If you had to pick one guy for an end zone tonight, touchdown tonight, Bill, who would it be?
Barkley.
Regardless of price.
Regardless of price, Saquon.
Saquon? Wow. Okay. Ghost?
Man, Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette. I'm going to go with Godwin. I'm going to go with Godwin as I always do. So there you go. There's your touchdown prop. Leonard Fournette, Barkley, and Godwin. Oh, yeah, there's your monkey knife fight too, Bill. Just fucking hit 2-1 right there. So, all right, final words, guys. Anything else you need to cover here before we get out?
No, I have a second NHL play that I absolutely love. I'll have it posted for you guys in a little bit.
Yeah, we didn't get to the number. Failure. Dude, we're not the same without Healy in here with likes.
So make sure you guys sign up. This play should pay off your sub. I'll have it posted shortly for you.
Code VIP40, guys. VIP40. 40% off. This offer is ending soon. Get in it now. VIP40. 40% off any subscription on the site, betting and DFS. Take advantage of that. Come fuck with us. We will be here with you for the rest of the year. We ain't going nowhere. So let's keep smashing. 4deepbets.com, promo code VIP40. 40% off. Get over to MyBookie. This is MyBookie week. So tomorrow on Wednesday's show, not tomorrow, I'm going to be doing a big MyBookie push for you guys, showing you everything that they have laid out for Thanksgiving and beyond. So if you want to get your money in there now, you can go to our affiliates page. Promo code Tommy100 gets you 100% bonus up to $1,000. Get in there. MyBookie's got a $250 risk-free bet coming up on Thursday and a bunch of shit all the way through Cyber Monday. So some big weekend from MyBookie.ag. And Monkey Knife Fight. Monkey Knife Fight, Bill, we've been killing it over there as usual. It's fucking a lot of fun. Good times. We did a contest just to show you how good we're doing with Monkey Knife Fight, Bill. How many people entered the Monkey Knife Fight contest?
Quite a bit. I don't know the exact
number. What would you say, 30, 50?
Yeah, probably between 30 and 50.
All right. And like 8 people won it?
Yeah, 7. We had 7 winners.
And you had to pick fucking a different person. You had to get 3 for 3. You got to pick 3 people to score. 3 people to score a touchdown. And all 3 have to score a touchdown. And like 7 of the 40 people won it. I mean, right. That's hard. That's like 10X on the site, right?
So, yeah,
I mean, these are
a plus 750.
Yeah, it's like a 7.5 to 1.
Easily. Right?
Yeah. So we're killing Monkey Knife Fight. What's the promo code for Monkey Knife Fight, Bill Rupp?
4Deep100.
4Deep100. Number 4Deep100 for Monkey Knife Fight. Go to our affiliate page, guys. It's all listed right there. So final words, Night Ghost.
Final words, just what I said. Got another play ready for you. Get in. Let's go.
Bill Rupp.
Just what I said. Got another play ready for you. Just get in there, sign up, collect on Monday. I know I will be going to FanDuel to collect because I hit a monster yesterday, and I'm going to collect it.
Evan.
Buy merch. That's all I got to say.
Buy merch. Stay cash and merch on E. Dude, I love the maroon stuff. That's the red stuff, my favorite. Yeah.
So comfortable. So,
buy merch, guys. Buy merch. Go buy merch for Brian Healy, for Night Ghost, for Bill Rupp, and for Evan. I am Tommy G, the reigning champion of the 4Deep Weekly Picks League. Give out all my picks to all you peasants every Saturday, 11-3. Don't even know what the winning percentage is on that. All I know is it's phenomenal. Looking to take it to a season high, probably unbeatable mark of 12-3 tonight. Come join us. If you want to get 12-3 worth of picks next week, come fuck with us. Good luck. 4DBets.com, VIP 40. Stay cashing, motherfuckers.
Let's go!